Well, back in August, the Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services issued a report with bleak projections for the 2012-13 oyster harvest. And unfortunately, it seems that those projections are coming true, as when the season opened September 1st, Apalachicola Bay oystermen found few harvestable oysters, prompting Governor Rick Scott to request federal aid for the community. And now the devastating crash in the oyster population all along the Gulf Coast is getting some much-needed attention from a task force led by experts from the University of Florida's Institute of Food and Agricultural Sciences and the Florida Sea Grant, who are joining forces with local seafood producers to find ways of restoring sustainable populations of the area's world-famous oysters. The task force includes UF experts on mollusk biology, aquaculture, commercial seafood processing, food and resource economics, water chemistry, environmental toxins, marine ecology, public health, and more, and has multiple priorities, including learning why oyster populations declined, finding ways to help them bounce back, and identifying solutions for social and economic impacts. Many of the UF faculty members involved also were a part of the university-wide task force that addressed the 2010 Gulf oil spill, and the challenge this go-round is expected to be just as complex as that of 2 years ago. The Apalachicola Bay system alone covers almost 210 square miles and in recent years has produced about 10% of the U.S. oyster supply and accounted for 90% of Florida's harvest. The task force is expected to officially begin work in late September. However, preliminary activities have already begun. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.